the most in-depth analysis of Luca Marinelli's characters you'll ever need, by Haka Sims. Read by CookieMom6067. You'd think I was done with classifications, but I'm not. There's so much more I can say about Luca Marinelli's oeuvre and his magnificent roster of characters. And yes, I've made a post before where I highlighted specific tropes that show up in a lot of his movies, but that was surface-level shit. This is an actual exploration of what makes a Luca Marinelli character besides being a kinky little whore. And don't worry, it's still in that user-friendly question-and-answer format because I love you. Here's the thing. Luca is a chameleon, but he also has a type, and this type is a likely queer repressed addict with daddy issues. That's the skeleton. Let's see how many of his major roles possess that skeleton at all, and what flavors they add to the picture. Disclaimer. I excluded characters with little screen time, and Joseph from Mary of Nazareth because he doesn't deserve rights. Also, instead of going in the boring chronological order, I'm going to start with the least typical character for Luca, and end with the creme de la creme. The results may not surprise you. Nikki, the old guard. Is he queer? Undeniably. Is he repressed? No. Does he have an addiction? No. Does he have daddy issues? I know we're all deeply affected by our shitty father figures, but I would genuinely question Nikki's sanity if he were still on that shit at the ripe age of 951. A little tip for daddy-hating immortals out there. Just do what Angel did and kill your shitty dad. Problem solved. Is he violent? Despite doling out tons of violence, he doesn't have a violent nature and seems uninterested in hating his enemy or delivering retribution. Does he need a good night's sleep? I'm sure nothing helps one sleep better than a Joe-shaped big spoon. Does he need a good cry? Doesn't seem like it. Flavors. A perfect immortal warrior being in a healthy relationship. Conclusion. Ironically, but unsurprisingly, Nikki is the least Luca-like character. Guido. Tutti i santi giorni. Is he queer? I don't believe so, but who knows? If someone told me he's demisexual, I'd believe it. Is he repressed? The movie may disagree, but I say yes, obviously. Does he have an addiction? Not unless you count his romantic relationship. Does he have daddy issues? His family is so supportive and wholesome, it's almost parodic. Is he violent? He's the opposite of a toxic macho dude, but then he has a violent outburst out of nowhere because the movie is bad. Does he need a good night's sleep? He doesn't like sleeping at night. Does he need a good cry? Naturally. Flavors? An adorkable, awkward nerd with flowery speech. Conclusion. I can forgive straightness and wholesomeness, but I can't forgive lack of complexity. Martin. Martin Eden. Is he queer? I don't believe so. Is he repressed? Yes. Does he have an addiction? No. Does he have daddy issues? Not to my knowledge. Is he violent? When he deems it necessary to be. Does he need a good night's sleep? Sure. Does he need a good cry? Cry your little heart out, Martin. Flavors. An arrogant, pretentious, politically confused writer. Conclusion. A little too straight for your typical Luca, but he makes up for it with being complex and complicated. Loris, il mondo fino in fondo. Is he queer? I don't believe so. Is he repressed? So fucking repressed. Does he have an addiction? Nothing beyond his savior complex. Does he have daddy issues? He has a shitty dad he spent his whole life trying to please. And also his mommy left, so like, yeah, obviously. Is he violent? He has his straight dude moments. Does he need a good night's sleep? Definitely. Does he need a good cry? Oh yeah, let him cry. It's good for him. Flavors. A casually homophobic mother hen. Conclusion. Ruined by heterosexual agenda. Louis Ricordi. Is he queer? I don't believe so. Is he repressed? Very. Does he have an addiction? No. Does he have daddy issues? A big sack of them. Is he violent? No. Does he need a good night's sleep? Oh, yes. To sleep, perchance to dream about anything other than his traumatic memories. Does he need a good cry? So much. Flavors. Up his butt and pensive. Conclusion. Leave it to Luca to take a guy who would be an absolute nightmare in real life and turn him into someone I actually want to watch for 2 hours and see happy by the end. Gabriella waves. Is he queer? There's evidence he might be gay. Is he repressed? I'd bet on it. Does he have an addiction? Doesn't seem like it. Does he have daddy issues? Nobody knows. Is he violent? No. Does he need a good night's sleep? He probably will with how the movie ended. Does he need a good cry? At least one. Flavors. A sweet, introverted guy who loves boats. Conclusion. While not particularly complex, Gabriella has layers and nuances. Also, give him a big muscular daddy. Fabrizio. Fabrizio De Andre, Principe Libro. Is he queer? I don't believe so. Is he repressed? He was before music became his only career. Does he have an addiction? Alcohol, cigarettes, sex, cheating, take your pick. Does he have daddy issues? Not as bad as some of the other guys here, but he's heard his fair share of I'm not mad, I'm disappointed speeches. Is he violent? He's soft. Does he need a good night's sleep? He's an artist. What do you think? Does he need a good cry? He's an artist. What do you think? Flavors. Fabrizio De Andre is the flavor. Conclusion. Even though it's a biopic, there are still many Luca-isms there. He's just that kind of actor. Milton. Una questione privata. Is he queer? It could be argued that he is bisexual. Is he repressed? Do you even need to ask? Does he have an addiction? About half the breaths he takes are filled with cigarette smoke. Does he have daddy issues? He seems to have a good and loving relationship with both his parents. Is he violent? Not by nature. Does he need a good night's sleep? Yep. Does he need a good cry? He certainly does. Flavors. A repressed bisexual feeling powerless in a horrible world. Conclusion. This is proof that Luca can carry a whole entire movie on his sexy shoulders alone. Also, Milton needs a safe and loving triad. Mattia, La solitudine dei numeri primi. Is he queer? I personally read him as asexual, though assigning asexuality to characters who are traumatized is a dangerous path, so don't quote me on this, okay? Is he repressed? Just the most repressed. Does he have an addiction? It's debatable whether self-harm and eating disorders can be considered addictions, but they're part of his character and I thought you should know. Does he have daddy issues? His parents played their part in messing him up, which then led to the big thing that really messed him up. Though other than that, his dad is barely a presence. Is he violent? Not at all. Does he need a good night's sleep? At least 17 hours. Does he need a good cry? Oh, so much. He needs all the cry. Flavors. A quiet genius with lots of guilt. Conclusion. Can you believe this was his first film role? Our boy is talented AF. Fabio. Lo chiamavano Gigrobot. Is he queer? Undeniably. Is he repressed? You could argue that he is repressed by being limited in his place in social hierarchy. Does he have an addiction? Amazingly enough, no. He has fixations, though. Does he have daddy issues? Thinking his father was a loser and not wanting to end up like him is textbook stuff. Is he violent? Very. Does he need a good night's sleep? Yes, please. Does he need a good cry? He needs to purge his soul from all the bottled up stuff. Flavors. A campy psycho. Conclusion. Luca's most iconic character, so of course he scored high on the list. Paolo. Il padre d'Italia. Is he queer? Undeniably. Is he repressed? I can't even start listing all the ways in which he's repressed. Does he have an addiction? He smokes a lot. Does he have daddy issues? His issues are more of a mommy variety. Is he violent? Not in the slightest. Does he need a good night's sleep? He's the poster boy for needing a good night's sleep. Does he need a good cry? A good cry, a good weep, a good sob, a good bawl, Google's more synonyms, a good wail, a good squall. Flavors. A self-loathing gay orphan in need of some life goodness. Conclusion. What can I say about Paolo that all of you aren't already thinking? Decent film, great character, excellent portrayal. Mickey. De Fehler de Macht. Is he queer? Undeniably. Is he repressed? It's Victorian England, you guys. Does he have an addiction? He smokes casually, but other than that, eh. And don't tell me he has sex addiction. He uses his body strategically. Does he have daddy issues? If what he has isn't daddy issues, I don't know what is. Is he violent? He's got tons of bottled up aggression. Does he need a good night's sleep? It would be great if he could use the day's darkest hours for sleeping. Does he need a good cry? Undeniably. Flavors. A conniving slut extraordinaire. Conclusion. A major player in the book, says me who managed like 50 pages, Mickey Miranda was turned into such a nothing character in the miniseries that they needed a truly extraordinary actor to make him memorable. And guess what? Luca delivered. Cesare. Non essere cattivo. Is he queer? Not explicitly, but come on. Is he repressed? Lethally. Does he have an addiction? He's an addiction textbook. Does he have daddy issues? Jake Peralta voice. Yeah, the guy without a daddy is the one with daddy issues. Explain that logic. Is he violent? Oh, yeah. He's a rabid little trash goblin. Does he need a good night's sleep? So much. Does he need a good cry? He's had his fair share of good cries, but he could always use more. Flavors. An aimless junkie. Conclusion. The quintessential Luca. Beautiful. Primo. Trust. Is he queer? Listen, just because we don't see him fuck a dude on screen, it doesn't mean he isn't a mother fluffing queer icon. It's not subtext, it's text. Is he repressed? Where do I even fucking start? Does he have an addiction? Oh yeah, and a coke nail to prove it. Does he have daddy issues? I would need a whole separate post to unpack his daddy issues. Is he violent? So very violent. Does he need a good night's sleep? Yes, please. On an actual bed, in an actual bedroom. Does he need a good cry? You can just tell. Flavors? A ruthless criminal with a strong mafia boss potential. Conclusion. The pièce de résistance of the Luca Marinelli filmography. Not only does he tick every box, he gets bonus points for the excellent wardrobe choices that emphasize Luca's best features. Primo Nizzuto is everything great you want from Luca except singing. Though in my head canon, that whole white car in a snowstorm monologue was a musical number. The end.